Today is January 30th, 2018, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. My name is Karen, and I am your host for Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus the Christ from the book of Matthew. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the authority over all our schools, the beautiful Savior, creative, the designer of our dreams, everything we need and faithful each day to us. You are generous and holy, holy, holy. You are the intelligent designer, and you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the kinsman redeemer, and the Lord of life itself, merciful and majestic, the name above all names. You are our only God, and you are powerful and precious, the quieter of our souls, the redeemer of our lives, and the sustainer of our lives. You are the trusted one and unmatched in your beauty. You are the vine dresser and the word. Oh Lord, thank you for the word. You are the expert in all education, the one we yield to and say yes to. And Lord, you have zero tolerance for sin. Help us, Lord, to work with you. Help us, Lord, to work with others. Help us, Lord, to work for our students. And help us, Lord, to work with our whole heart and mind and soul and spirit and bodies that we may represent you well. Oh Lord, thank you for the opportunity. And thank you, Lord, for the gift of this high calling for our educators across the nation. We love you, adore you, and need you and want you, and ask you for all of this in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are in Matthew 17 and up to 20 to 21. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? Jesus rebuked the boy, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was healed instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" He said to them, "The word of God," Matthew 17, verse 20 to 21, "because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." The word of God. Matthew 17, verses 20 to 21. Praise God for his powerful words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen a hymn written in 1221 by Francis Assisi, entitled "All Creatures of Our God and King." Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam, oh, praise him, Alleluia. Thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, Alleluia. Thou rising moon in praise rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice. Thou flowing water, pure and clear, make music for thy Lord to hear. Oh, praise him, Alleluia. Thou fire so masterful and bright, thou givest man both warmth and light. And all ye men of tender heart, forgiving others, take your part. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. Ye who long pain and sorrow bear, praise God, and on him cast your care. Let all things their Creator bless, and worship him in humbleness. O praise him, alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Thank you, my friends, for listening to the amazing words of Jesus the Christ and this hymn about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day at exactly 1:16 p.m. Today we are going to be praying four A's. Let's pray every day that we are approachable, available, affectionate, and authentic in all that we do, and that we give him all the glory, of course. So today, when your alarm goes off at 1:16 p.m., just rejoice and smile and know that you are not alone, and you have brothers and sisters all across the nation. And there are hundreds of us praying, and we pray someday there'll be thousands of us. So tell your friends, come and join us at 1:16 p.m. each and every school day. We base that number and that time on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in a series now called The Great Race, and today's is called The Cure for the Research Plague, Part 3. The scripture he chose is 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 to 2. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Irene, a master third grade teacher at Briar Grove Elementary, along with the entire regular education staff, have been given new instructional directives by Jacqueline, the school's new instructional specialist. These directives are given during the first day of in-service at the beginning of the school year. The staff was to be trained and begin a method called universal small group instruction, in which all subjects were to be taught in small group centers with only 30 minutes of daily large group instruction being allowed. Irene had asked for a waiver from this mandate due to her already excellent test scores, and this waiver was denied in an email sent to her by the instructional specialist. After school the same day, Irene had a personal meeting with the principal. Irene made an impassionate plea for an exception from the new program, but the appeal was denied. Irene went home that evening and, through many tears, spoke to her husband about the issue and prayed with him. She called her best friend and spiritual accountability partner from church and prayed with her. That evening, in her quiet time with the Lord, she wrote in her journal, "Dear King Jesus, tell me what you want me to do, your grieving queen, Irene." She then wrote in her journal what she believed was Jesus' response. "Dear grieving queen, a plague has been introduced to Briar Grove. This plague is the idolatry of self and knowledge. It is what the instructional specialist seeks first in her life. She wants you to follow and believe in her and her knowledge, not me and the direction I have and am taking you. Confess the sin of those above you in authority to me. Confess the sin of the majority of your staff who never pray for those above them in authority, either secretly or in agreement with other educators. Though most are Christians, they hide their faith and relationship with me while they're at work. The staff is getting what they prayed for. Most of the staff does not acknowledge me in any way, so I cannot direct them. They have never asked me for godly administrators, so they have not received them. This plague is not yours. I want you to resign and take a sabbatical this year. Be a full-time wife and mother. Take great care of your husband and the last child in the home. I will lead you in new ways. Keep supporting and meeting with the teachers you have prayed with at Briar Grove. They will need much support to make it through the trying times ahead. Pray every school day for Jacqueline. You will be the first person who has ever done this for her. Behind her smile and facade of professional intellectuality is a lonely, frightened child just wanting acceptance and love from me and those around her, but doesn't know how to get it except through professional bullying, which is disguised as research. Love and pray for her. Wiping away your tears with truth and wisdom, King Jesus. That night, Irene wrote her resignation letter. The next morning, she met with her principal before school, turned in her resignation, and had her room completely cleaned out by the end of the day. That year was a record-setting year for low points at Briar Grove Elementary. By Christmas, four more teachers had resigned, and at the end of the year, half the staff had applied for district transfers for the following year. The school's staff morale and student academic performance were the lowest ever experienced in the last 10 years, along with the greatest staff turnover in its 30-year history. Staff murmuring and complaining reached an all-time high. Two teacher marriages ended in divorce, which was primarily due to the stress and hours away from their homes that their jobs required. Irene faithfully met with her two teacher prayer partners on Tuesdays after school in one of their classrooms to encourage them, and there were often many tears. Irene also faithfully prayed the scripture daily for Jacqueline, the instructional specialist. Lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and he will direct your path. And that's from Proverbs 3, verses 5-6. The following summer, Jacqueline was transferred to another district without saying goodbye to any of the staff members. Universal small group instruction was abandoned, and no teacher ever received an apology or admission of mistake from the district principal or the instructional specialist. It took years for the staff and the school of Briar Grove to recover. Irene never returned to teaching. She began publishing the many children's stories she had written and provided private reading tutorials to academically challenged students. The prayer. Lord, remind us to pray first for those above us in authority in our schools and agree with other educators in prayer. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark. And the final thing we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for today. Today's is so beautifully short and sweet, by Margaret Fuller. Today a reader, tomorrow a leader. Now as we close out our time together, my friends, let me remind you of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ from today's reading. In Matthew 17, verses 20-21, Jesus said, "Because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Oh, great Father, the God of the possible, thank you, Lord, for the hope, the desire, and the great tools of your word in order to do our jobs. For nothing is impossible, because nothing is impossible for you, Lord. We raise you up, we lift you up, we praise you up, and we thank you, Lord, for everything that you do in our public schools. Bless more educators to be in prayer and dependency upon you. We thank you, Lord, for the sake of the children, we ask this all. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing. This is Karen. I love you.